When you discovered the law of attraction, you started to believe anything was possible. Life got better, much better. Now you want more, but it's not working. That's where the Manifest It Now show comes in. If you've been waiting for someone who can teach you the practical application to manifest quicker and easier while having more, turn the volume up, because the dynamic duo, Cassie Parks and Ginny Gain, are ready to teach you how to live the law of attraction like they do. It's time to laugh and learn.
Hello, I'm here with Ginny Gain.
Hi, Cass. Oh, I'm here with Cassie Parks.
I know. I was like, we didn't do that last time.
Well, this is a little different because we can see each other.
I know, right? It's so fun.
It is fun.
So if you're listening via our podcast and celebrating because we showed up, on your podcast app, welcome. We are recording this live, so there's going to be a little more live interaction. We see each other, and you are welcome to join us live. I love it. And we're not going to do this every show. What I plan on doing, I think we talked about this, Jen, is like that we'll kind of do the show and then we'll do a little Q&A after. Yeah. But today I want to say hi to everybody. So hi, Chana. Welcome.
So fun.
I know, right?
This feels like we're so happy to be back. I love that Manifest It Now is back and we get to be live. And this feels like another level of getting to interact with you guys and connect with you as listeners.
Absolutely. So much fun. Like when I was sending out, notices and posting things today and, connecting with people and seeing them join our group on Be Connected, it was so awesome.
Yeah. We do have a podcast topic for you today. It is the thing Cassie didn't see coming.
Right?
Yeah. I'm excited for you to share about this manifesting story with our listeners.
Okay. Me too. And this is take two. It was awesome the first time. It just didn't record. So here we are, but we get to have you guys live this time, which is awesome. And so the easiest way, if you want to join us live, I'm just going to say, just email me thecassieparks@gmail.com. CassieParks. I'm sure all of our listeners know how to spell my name, but thecassieparks@gmail.com. And I will send you a link and specific instructions on how to get here and join us live, because we're going to be doing this. Like, this is how we're recording going forward. So
yes,
super awesome.
So awesome. So before, as always, what are we going to start with, Cass? What's awesome?
Yeah. All right, Jen, you want to go first? What's awesome?
Okay. Well, one of the things that feels exciting right now is Lee's birthday is coming up next week, and we're taking Buttercup, our trusted, loving RV, to the Florida Keys. So I just picked her up today, and we're going to get her all outfitted and ready. And it just feels exciting to be able to get in her and go. And we're going to do some windsurfing and snorkeling and biking and reading and barbecuing and just have a great weekend. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And what I find so interesting about Lee's birthday is that I have two other people with his birthday. It's crazy to me. Like,
I love those alignments around birthdays, especially since ours are so close,
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
What's awesome for you?
Well, so much. Specifically, they opened the pool today.
Oh my goodness. This is a big day.
It is a big day. And it's beautiful and it's sunny. So it's going to start warming up. We let Mother Nature do the beginning processes of the warming up.
The de-thawing.
The de-thawing. Although I'm sure I will be cold plunging with my kid when he gets home tomorrow.
You guys.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. So we wanted to, part of the intention for this podcast is to do a little bit of like a catch up and what's been going on. And we're going to start with something that's been unfolding for Cassie in her life in the past. Yeah. When did the thing we're going to talk about that's here, the thing that you didn't expect, when can you remember the starting of this unfolding?
I think that's the important LOA question, Jen. Like, you mean the start when I knew when it was, or like the start of that? Okay.
Like, looking back, because it's so much easier to look back and put the pieces together.
Yeah.
Yes.
The first time it entered my awareness was probably like October.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. I think we're going to get into the other, how it connects and like how parallel paths were working to come cross here in a little bit. But
yes.
Yeah. Came into my awareness probably in October.
And then go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, to which I was like, nah.
Well, that's sort of
like, eh, that doesn't excite me. Like, I don't know. No thanks. I don't know. Something like
this
that.
Is so
I didn't actually say no thanks, but I think it's an important part of the story for manifestors, right? Because we talk a lot about
it wasn't an instant. It wasn't an instant spark.
Yes. And everyone thinks it's always going to be instant. And I coach people all the time. Like, even if you say no, but it's inspired and it's in alignment, it's going to come back. That's the magic, right? If you're ever unsure, like if you're ever like, ooh, am I forcing this? Or is this truly an inspired action? Just say no, or just don't do it.
And I love it. I have a really good story for this that involves my spouse. But we'll save that for another time. I literally said no the first time and nope, came right back around. But I love this. I love this lesson. I love that guidance, Cass. If it's, you know, if you're not sure if it's inspired, say no, you can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't. Like what, like it's right. It's magnetic. What it is designed for you when you're in alignment is gonna like, it's gonna keep coming back to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good. So do you want to share, what do you want to share next about the evolution?
I don't know. Should we talk about space? Should we talk about like how, should we talk about what it is?
I kind of want like even to go, because remember when we were talking last time and you said, now you can see that this was connected to like something 10 years ago, a decision you made or a path you took. Yeah.
I mean, I think what I was saying, unless I'm forgetting what I said, was, you know, I've been scripting this for like 10 years.
Yes.
You know, I've been scripting, I didn't know it was this because this didn't exist.
Yeah.
Right. But
wait, pause. That is so powerful because I think that we can energetically tune into this something, this experience that doesn't yet exist.
But yes.
You were a part of creating that. Then
absolutely and I have lots of it, like I collect examples of that. Like one popped into my mind when you just said that, like it was something one of my clients was doing at like the start of my business, you know, and how we got connected. Yay, thank you all for joining us live, it's so fun, and we're gonna and Shauna, welcome, we're gonna do a very fun, we'll do Q&A at the end if you guys want to talk, just connect, do all of that. You were saying, I think it is so important to understand that we can connect to an experience that does not yet exist.
And that's right? What's so important, to tune into the experience, but get out of the details. Yes.
Yes. Because everybody gets confused, right? It's like, oh, I have to get so detailed. I have to know exactly what it looks like. No, the experience includes some details, but it's more the details of your experience, not the exact details, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. It's the details of, oh, I'm showing up and there's money, or I'm showing up and there's this, or I'm just having an amazing day and money's showing up in my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is super cool that you 10 years ago have been scripting this experience that you're having now. Okay. So let's share what it is. And I think that will, then we can work backwards a little bit.
Perfect.
What's the thing you didn't see coming?
The thing I didn't see coming is where you're all at, if you're with us live, which is be connected. Which is an amazing social media. It's so many things together. It's an entrepreneur's dream. Like, first of all, it is a social media platform. It is video conferencing like this, where you all can see, if you're joining us live or watching a video replay, you can see the buttons on the side. Like that is, I mean, this, for us, Jen, like how many times we're like, oh, I wish we could like link to our thing in a podcast, or I wish we could do this. Like we could show up for our people like this, but it was never, we talked about this a lot last time. It was never easy. Mm-hmm. This is easy because again, be connected is the entrepreneur's dream. We can connect with all of you. We can see a chat. We can have a webinar. We can have both of our links up and a link to our show page. And let's see what else. There's the connection generator, where you can connect with people that have the same interests or do the same business or want the same things as you. What else do we do? We do the virtual platform. I know, right? Let's see. I always have to think about like the Zoom, Kajabi. What's the other? A Facebook baby, right? Yeah. So we combine like Facebook and, which is really funny because in the beginning of my business, I started by using a Facebook group. Like that was, I had email and I had a Facebook group and, you know, but of course you couldn't like set up your products on Facebook and buy them. And that's coming to be connected. And so it's every entrepreneur's dream and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was just an opportunity here. There's a couple opportunities here that play really funly, of course, into
great
my
word,
life.
Jess.
Yeah. yeah. So I love it. This is an amazing platform. And again, it's one of those things going back to when I said like, you know, my friend, you all, if, you know, we've interviewed Jill Angie on this show before years ago. But if you, you know, Jill was like, hey, there's this new thing. And she's like, I want to show you. And I'm like, meh, okay, send me an email. Right. But yeah. There was no spark. There was no, and I think if I looked back, like if I actually went and looked at the dates, which I just realized I should have done, mm-hmm. Like there was other thing, there were other pieces moving around. Right. Yeah. There was some things in my life being sold, some properties being sold, making this other space, like providing money and space and all of these things.
Yeah.
And so the first time she was like, I want to show you, I was like, oh, okay, send me an email. And whether it was that she didn't get it or it got lost in the spam folder, I don't know, but I never got it. And then it was like probably 2 months later. And just that hit of inspiration was like, Jill never sent me that email. I never saw that.
Oh, that right? is so fun. I didn't think I knew that piece of the, where it was just popped back in.
Yeah.
When you just, were ready, like the timing was right for you. Yes.
Yes. Timing was right. Everything. It was like, I should really just follow up with her on that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I sent her a message and said, okay. And like, we got on our platform and she was like, check this out. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And what's so interesting is like her first question was, you know, because this is for entrepreneurs. And so, you know, Jill's very good at her day. She's like, how much is your investment in Kajabi for your business? Which by the way, Jill's the person who told me about Kajabi all these years ago. Yes. And yeah, we're walking through Rome and I'm like, my emails aren't getting through. I need a better way to deliver Manifest 10K. She's like, you should check out Kajabi. And, but anyway, so she was, you know, we got on and she was just like telling me, and she's like, there's this opportunity to be a coach. And I was like, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
It's a different type of a coach than you and I are, right? It's a coach of a system and helping people get, you know, and again, this is for entrepreneurs. I love entrepreneurs, like helping them get things set up, answering those questions, you know, cheering them on, like teaching them a new system, which is one of the things I love is the vision of Be Connected and how, you know, that CEO, and this is her idea and her, like she built it for entrepreneurs. And she also had this amazing idea to add coaches that could help people because she knew this is so revolutionary because it puts so many things together that it takes, like, we're not used to that. It takes a little while for our brain to understand. We can have a video conferencing system and a social platform. Mm-hmm. And then pretty soon, like in a couple of weeks, where us coaches are beta testing it right now, you're going to be able to like sell your courses there and have that all connected. And so you just have to show up to one place. Like that's new for our brains. And she saw that like, I should get some people involved and have them help out.
Yeah. And I love what you were saying before about how she was so excited about the coaches creating success with the people using the platform. It's just win, 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 win. Like everybody succeeding is everybody succeeding.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what, you know, the more I get in. So when I said yes, like it was a hell yes.
Yes.
I didn't really think about it. I didn't, it was like, and this yes, is, I want to.
Just to clarify for listeners, this is like a business venture for you versus you just using the platform and teaching people to use it. Yeah. I think that's like, so this Be Connected is like this really exciting business opportunity for Cass as well.
Yes. On so many levels.
Yes.
so it was a business opportunity and it was like, oh yeah, we'll send you people, you help them to do the system. And like, we'll pay you for that, which was
right. Awesome. You're like, wait, what?
Okay, fun. It just sounded so fun and yeah. so easy and so different. You know, it was definitely a different thing than it's funny when somebody's like, I'm waiting for approval. I'm like, I don't know how you get approval.
we're also still using learning how to use the system.
Yeah, we're still learning how to use it. Anyway, so you know, it's just it was so in alignment with like how I would have started a business, but all of that I learned along the way. Like the most important point for a law of attraction story is when Jill was like, this is what I thought of you for, you know, I think you would be amazing at this. And she told me what, it, you know, like being a coach. And I was like, yes, that sounds yeah. fun. Yes. That sounds different.
The yes was clear. And it was there. And the yes was there right away when it was there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have to find it. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have to think about it. I didn't have to do any of that. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I love what Ness says.
I love it.
Timing.
Yay. Yes. Yay. I love it. Of course it is.
Of course
it right? is. Right. And that was the thing. I think that the timing was perfect for me. You know, I had already been kind of exploring, like, I love my business, but I had felt, and we'll talk more about this as we get into the show, but I had felt the shift coming. I didn't know what was coming, but I had felt like something else is opening up, you know? Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more about that in the timing, but, and then this, you know, showed up and, yes, it's just amazing.
Yeah. So I know there was a lot for you to be able to make room for this to come in. There was some space holding and decisions to say no to things that opened up this space. Will you share about that process?
Yeah. So, you know, what's super interesting is that, and I didn't know this when I joined, I thought Be Connected had started like, I don't know, I guess when Jill told me October of 23, right? Or whatever date it was, September, October that she, I'm going to go look it up after this. Because now I want to know because of all the pieces that I can see more and more every day, like all the pieces coming together. But so I thought they had just started. Mm-hmm. They actually started right before the pandemic. So in early 2020, which I had this huge influx, this huge inspiration at the end of 2019 that brought a ton of new people into my coaching practice, right? I shifted things. There was an inspiration to shift things up. There was a huge influx. And then again, there was a huge influx in 21. And then it just started to decline. Mm-hmm. And for me, what that's meant in the past, it's always meant, okay, it's time to raise your prices.
Right.
That has always been my sign. You know, most people wait till they sell out. When I stop selling has always been my sign to raise the price or, and I was like, that's not it. Like, this isn't this time.
So
and
I'm
like,
interesting.
And I knew, and I made the choice and we've talked about this. I want to dive into it too today. There was a choice. Like I knew I was aware enough to go, I can really go like shift things around, dive in. I can go like bring more clients in or I can trust this space.
Yes.
I can I love trust this. Like the water's parting. And what's happening right now is that people aren't coming for a reason. Mm-hmm. And very often we want to give that reason a story like, oh, I don't know, my marketing fell off or this, like whatever story we want to fill in instead of just seeing like, space is being created. I wonder what it's for.
Okay. I'm going to highlight this part of, because this happens so often and it can happen in any area of our life. Something seems to be something changes outside. In this case, the client slowed down, or could be someone's not talking to you as much, or it could be money's not flowing in, or, you know, and instead of saying something's wrong, you're just step back and you're like, oh, I can trust this space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so interesting after, you know, if you just joined us, like we talked about how we lost the first version of this episode, didn't record right. But right after I coached a client about this, like this was her question. And I was
fun.
Like, yeah, I'm like, you have been here. It was almost her 5-year anniversary. And I said, you know, when we're growing, we do fill the space with like, oh, what do I want to do? And when I do this, and then as you evolve and you know, you're using law of attraction, manifesting at a higher level, right. And being more aware, you're like, I could just trust the space.
Yeah. I don't have to jump in and fix it, fill it, fix it, change it, try. Yeah.
Yeah. I can just let it be.
Yes. So I'm just going to highlight, what do you think that takes in you to be able to say that?
Oh, a huge trust.
Yeah. In yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In myself, in what I've created. So yes. If for me, it's what I know I've been creating, right? Yeah. That what I have been creating and pouring my energy into, and have lived, it's not like none of this has come, I've lived yeah. it as well, but that, you know, my life is abundant and I'm always taken care of and there's money. And so that yeah. when it sort of slows down in one space, you're like, you know, and it takes a lot of trust not to panic and go, well, then what am I going to do? Right. What should I do? Right.
Yes.
Which leaving that space, because even panicking is filling the space, right? It's mm-hmm. not trusting. It's not holding the space around that, right?
Even yeah. panicking is filling the space.
Yeah. And so, you know, I just step back and I trusted and I'm like, okay. And different things happen. You know, my partner got a different job, so there mm-hmm. was more money there. We decided, you know, I was inspired to, we started that after, you know, the pool started, you know, we rented the pool, which led to like the Airbnb, which is now our whole house being Airbnb, you know? And so like, there is other that, and that's just to fill, like, I can see now, like, those are things just to fill the space, mm-hmm. you know, they're gifts from the universe. Like, okay, here you go. Like, so you can see it. You've trusted. Yes. Here's how some more money is going to come in.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Is your dog?
Yes. Sorry.
I just wanted everyone to know what it was.
She's scratching.
I love it. So, you know, it just left that space and that trust. And, but there was a while where I was like, I don't know what's happening. I don't, you know, but it was also so perfect. You know, there was this big wave of people and then this other big wave of people, which, you know, I was inspired to have 5-year commitments. And so all of those people, like, it was almost also like, well, I know that energy underneath all of this is being sent out. Like, basically, like, if you want to work with me in this capacity, like, it's shifting. So show up now.
Yeah.
And so those people are here and I'm still working with them because they're still in the middle of their 5 years, which is so amazing.
Mm-hmm. I yeah. love that you said, I kept trusting because I think sometimes we think, oh, okay, I'm trusting. Okay. Where is it? Okay. Nothing's here. But it's that I kept trusting the space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kept trusting. Mm-hmm. Everything's always working, you know, like it's, and it, that's, you know, everything is always working out because I've already created the path, right? Yes. I don't think that was not a mantra I could have at any, you know, any point in my life, but that's because I've created what I wanted and I've, you know, I've poured into, yeah. Creating my life and had so many results based on that energy, right?
I think that's one of the things that actually helps us trust is when we are pouring our energy into the things we love and we know we want. Mm-hmm. That's how we want to live. And so, yes, what, you know, manifests is important, but we love living this way and being this way and putting our energy into here. So the path becomes the goal and the joy.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else we wanted to highlight that we,
was there any little like pieces that when you were looking back, you, cause didn't you have to say no to something as well before you could say yes to this, before this showed up?
What did I have to say no to? I mean, I think what I started, it kind of goes with leaving this space. Maybe mm-hmm. what else you're talking about will come to me as we talk about this, but it was realizing like, I'm not meant to be, sort of the head coach in my business anymore. Mm, right.
Yes.
Like along the same space was having the inspiration to train other coaches and people who've gone through my system and who want and yeah. change their life and they want to share with other people. And so like just realizing and, oh, like that's not for me anymore. Yeah. I mean, it could be, right? Like I could have made the choice. So that's really what I want to emphasize is you can always make the choice.
Yes.
You know, I could have said, no, like I want that and dove back in. And I think everything would have lined back up. Like, I do believe that if I hadn't made the choice to leave the space, like everything in my business would have lined up different, or I don't know. Maybe I would just do the Airbnb. I don't know. But I think that we have a choice. And when we recognize it as a choice, not like, oh, the universe is telling me this, so I have to do that.
Yes.
But like the universe is giving me an option. Which option do I want to take?
Yes. Oh yeah. Boy, do I have some fun experiences with that lately.
I know. I'm so excited. Like we're definitely diving into Jenny's story. Catch up next week.
The thing I didn't expect coming.
Yes.
Which is so but fun. The pieces too of like in that space, your inspirations. So to train coaches were helping getting you ready for this, but you had no idea of that at that time. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time.
It does. You know, and other things where I think which wasn't a hard no, but, you know, I had this piece of property and Jenny knows, you probably heard about it, right?
The like sticky property.
And I was never inspired. Well, you know, things just wouldn't line up. I'd get all like lined up and then they just, something would shift, right? Like I was all ready. And then it was the middle of COVID and lumber prices and everything like skyrocketed. And I'm like, that just blows all the numbers out of the water. Yeah. And like, just things like that would happen as soon as it was ready. And, or as soon as I got ready, you know, and then someone wanted to buy it this year. Yeah. And I think that was also part of holding the space because the sale took a while, because they were going to buy it one way and they were trying to figure that out, but they had to, you know, like have an agreement with me, like, okay, yes, we can buy it. So they could do some work on some grants and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that ended up shifting. They found a different way to buy it, but all of that was also like holding that space of like, okay, this is leaving, that money is coming in. Mm-hmm. And I use that money to invest and be connected and become also, you know, to do that because it's something that I believe in. Oh, that's the part we haven't talked about yet.
Okay.
Is like, I always wanted also something that I could be a part of creating, like a startup that I could invest in, you know, I could invest my money in and to be able to be at the place where I could do that. You know, I used to just think about like these startups and hearing people, I invested in this startup or this person did this startup and this, and I always wanted to invest in a startup, but I also wanted to be a part of growing that startup. And I thought it was different, but yeah. Because I knew part of the experience, but this experience of being a coach and helping like grow and teach people and make the platform more and more successful, because the more people who come on who are successful, the more successful we become. You know, that wasn't an option. This is a new thing as far as I know. Right. Yeah. It's definitely new to my reality. And so, but I always wanted that. I wanted to be able to not just pour money into a startup, but me.
Actually, actually your energy and attention and intention. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so this, again, didn't see it coming. This isn't whatever what I thought.
How it would look.
Yes.
Yes, but it's all the feels, it's all the experience, it's all those parts of that script that you wrote 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, and as it grows, all the other money parts come true too.
Yes.
So excited to tell you all those stories at the, you know, a couple years from now.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like the expansion, like the path your business has taken, like this is the expanded version of what's been coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is so fun because I think, you know, as I was expanding and growing and pushing those boundaries and scripting a more abundant version of myself and a more abundant version, you know, a lot of times the only thing I had to see how was my business, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
I really had to practice getting out of the way of that.
Yes.
And it like, you know, detaching from, oh, this is going to look like this many clients or this many things or that, right?
Yes. Oh man, that's gotten me caught up so many times, is letting go of that, what we can see as the how.
Yes.
Yeah. Or yeah, not even the how, but like the way the outcome is supposed to look. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anything else we want to cover today?
Nothing I can think of, but is there anything to kind of summarize, like what you want? How do I want to ask this question? Like, what feels most significant for you about this manifestation coming to be?
What feels most significant?
In terms of like what you've learned along the way.
The trust.
Okay.
Like the being willing, and it's like, it's trust, but trust, it's like, I want to call it the action of trust, but it was the inaction, right? It's the leaving the space, the trust of fully leaving that space and not trying to fill it. Like you know, I did other things that felt fun in that space, but not trying to force or fill it or do that so that this could come. And so that there could be plenty of space and plenty of energy and plenty of time to jump in and learn and then be available.
Yeah. Amazing. I love it. I love getting like the nuggets of like what it meant for you.
Yeah, it was big. I mean, this is the biggest time I think I've had to leave that space. I was thinking today that the closest thing to this for me is when I decided it was time to move out of the Four Seasons. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know where I'm going, but it's time to put in my notice. Ooh. I don't know where I'm going, right? Until it was inspired to be like, oh, I think that might be where I'm going.
Yeah. Turning points.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
So super fun.
Yeah.
All right. Should we, I think let's leave this. And if anyone has questions, like pop them in the chat. We would love to talk about them. I'm just going to leave this recording going. In the future, we might turn it into two episodes, but let's see what happens today.
Okay.
So if you have questions, I will read some comments as you guys are popping in questions. Chana says, love it. I can trust this space. So, so good. I love Inez in the alignment of talking about selling courses and membership workshop. Of course, the timing is perfect. go ahead.
Is there like, can people pop on audio and ask things? Is that an option or will it be at some point or?
We'd have to do it a little different where we'd have to have you on before. Like if someone, you know, if we ever wanted to do a couple of people who wanted to come in live.
Yeah.
Or live coaching. Sounds good to you also. Mm-hmm. Also pop that in the chat. Like I'd be up for that. Because we have to let them in a different way. So if you are in chat, you can only chat with us if you are joining the show. But if it's something that you're like, I want to come on and be able to ask questions or join the conversation, let us know. We're open.
Yeah.
And I feel like I totally put it today on Facebook. Like we're back because it feels like we're just like, and so one more thing I want to talk about and then we'll close the show. If anyone has any questions, pop them in chat. But the other thing that we talked about, Jen, on the recording that we lost is just how we just weren't inspired to do shows right until now.
Yes.
Nothing was wrong. Nothing was anything.
That's what I love. I really wanted to share about that too is, so we haven't, I think our last recording was posted a couple years ago.
I think we did a series last year. Maybe not. I only know because I've been like looking at the YouTube and like, seeing dates, and I've been like on our website because I needed to like put it in here. That's the only reason I
know. Yeah. And so our process, you guys know, is just very following inspiration. And when the energy is there, we're going to jump on it and act on it. And so when the energy wasn't there, we just didn't take action. But we never had a conversation that was like, is something wrong? Should we do something different? We'd never asked those questions. It wasn't there. So we didn't act on it.
Yeah. And it was just like, we just didn't schedule. We weren't like, we should schedule a show.
We would just get on the phone, catch up and be like, okay, see you later.
Yep. Sometimes we would get on the phone, catch up and be like, darn, we should have recorded that for a podcast.
Right. Right.
But again, it didn't feel easy. Right. And I think that's one thing we talked about, this new, like using Be Connected. this feels so easy. It feels so easy to connect to all of you, like give you, we've always wanted this. We have always wanted to have a way to connect like this and make it easier. It's just every time we kind of started down the path, like there just never felt like an easy path.
Yeah. This also feels new to me in a way that feels like more. I guess I'm just saying the same thing again, but it's not just recording an audio podcast anymore. There's like a new level of like, we can see you or you can see us. And then there's the chat. And so it feels like a new opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So fun.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. Well, I don't see any questions popping into chat.
Okay.
So we will probably wrap up for today, but we will be back soon. Yes. If you are joining us live on Be Connected today, you can either message me or you can go and find the Manifest It Now podcast group. Pop in there so you can stay up to date. You'll know when we're recording. We'll post it in there for sure. If you are listening on your podcast app, please email me at thecassie parks@gmail.com. And I will get you set up with the instructions and how to join us live on Be Connected so that you can be here. And maybe questions are popping up right now that you're like, oh, I wish I was there. I would pop that in the chat because we would love to have that. I love it, Chana. I don't have any questions today, but I'd be down for the future. I love it.
Awesome. Amazing.
Yeah. So that is open. Thank you all for joining us live. We look forward to this deepened connection with you.
Yes.
Go be awesome.
Thank you for joining us on the Manifest It Now show, where you learn how to leverage the law of attraction to manifest your dreams. Now that you're inspired, share the love and review us on iTunes. While you're there, remember to subscribe.